everybody. Pastor Buddy joining you live around the world tonight on WWCR. Glad to have you in here tonight. Work. Can we work on the Sabbath? That's what we're going to start on tonight. Let me give you a scripture for reference. We'll start in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verses 9 and 10. 6 days shall thou labor, and you'll do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of Yahweh the Almighty. In it thou shalt do no work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughters, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. Now that's in the book of Exodus that we're going to source our text tonight and lay a gestalt for you. In the 6 days shall work be done, but on the seventh you are to keep a holy day, a Sabbath of rest, and whosoever doeth work therein shall be put to death. My, my. Exodus chapter 35, verses 1 and 2. Now, those who worked back then in defiance of Yahweh's laws died without mercy. The word work, we're going to scrutinize it very careful now, just to determine what exactly it is that Yahweh does not want us to do on the Sabbath. Now, look at the definition for the word work in Strong's Concordance. Hebrew 43:99 describes what work is. It's melaka, from the root word of Hebrews 43:97. Properly, dutyship. In other words, do your duty, work 6 days, but on the seventh day, to cease from your occupation or your work. Now, let me show you exactly why that we need to obey Yahweh's laws and to keep His commandments. The Bible says, if you say that you love Him and won't keep His commandments, now I know that today it's not important. The world is running to and fro. The world is seeking its own. And the world is doing its thing. Now, in the book of Daniel, chapter 7, verse 25, we read the truth of the matter, where it says, they shall think to change times and laws. Well, let's look at the types of Sabbath that we could keep. 6 days there shall work be done, but on the seventh there shall be a rest, or a cessation. Now we're going to get into this word translated in such a way that we can look in the book of Jonah to take our text tonight when Jonah is trying to escape. Yahweh and His great bond that He's established with Jonah, Jonah dreaded to tell the people that they must keep Yahweh's laws and commandments. Let's start in Jonah chapter 1, verse 8. And then they said unto him. Now, remember, he's hid away in the hold of the ship. The shipmasters and the captain and the occupants on board, the workers, knew that something on board was not right. Have you ever felt in your own spirit that breaking the Sabbath, that maybe something is not right in your spirit. Maybe you're sitting around and you decide to do something and you've got something very pressing that you need to do. And then the reminder comes to you like it did to Jonah, who was hid away, and the occupants of the ship, knowing that something or someone that was on board, that this evil has come upon us. Now, the things that they asked Jonah is very indicative to what that we need to ask ourselves. Notice what they ask. What is thine occupation? Now, by the interrogation of the masters of the ship, they wanted to find out from Jonah what he was doing on board, or what his destination was, where he came from, and what sort of people did he come from. And they said, for thee whose cause this evil has come upon us, tell us, what is your occupation? In other words, who do you work? Who do you work for? Now, Jonah, being condemned already, trying to escape the tremendous burden of preaching the Sabbath. You say, well, it's not a burden to me. I've kept Sunday as long as I can remember. It's the day that God created for us, and I keep the Sabbath on Sunday, and I refuse to do any work, and I worship on Sunday. Now, if you were one of the Sunday worshipers of the 52-week application of time, you could truthfully say that you are in select company. Sunday is no problem. You're keeping Sunday, and you look around, and the churches are full on Sunday morning. Sun worship is what we look at and see that Sunday came from the S-U-N day, and that it was an indicative day for people to cease their labor. Now, what is thine occupation? If you work for General Motors and Sunday comes, do you know that they will let you off? They are compelled. You can belong to a union or without a union. When Sunday comes, you can take off by the labor board that is guaranteed, the federal act of labor and compensation, when you are mistreated in your occupation. You are not required to work on Sunday unless you are paid for it. Now, notice what the devil will do. We got Saturday and Sunday falling in the weekly Shabbat, either Saturn Day or Sunday. Either one of these days are accepted norm. Whence comest thou? In other words, what country did you come from? What was your occupation when you left that country? And what is that country? And of what people art thou come from? Jonah 1:8. It tells you a lot of things about the questions and the interrogation that Jonah was going through. They wanted to know, first of all, what do you do for a living? Now, with the customs of the country, of what people he came from, should indicate what Jonah was all about. Jonah was from the house of Judah. And when he said he was from the land of Israel and the tribe of Judah, well, it told these people in the book of Jonah a lot that they needed to know. They knew that the house of Israel did not work on the Sabbath day. They knew that his country was of a people that kept the Sabbath, and like we have read up here in Exodus 35, 1 and 2, whosoever doeth work shall be put to death. You think they might have known a little bit about Jonah's background after they found out who he was? He had to tell them under threat of his life. They threatened to throw him overboard, and actually they did, because Jonah wanted to commit suicide, if you will. He wanted to be killed rather than to face the people whom he dreaded to face, because at that time they had quit keeping the Sabbath and they had ceased, if you will, from doing the duty ship that was told them to do by breaking the fourth commandment. Now, let's see what the fourth commandment says. Now remember that you could translate the fourth commandment as to say, you shall cease from your occupation. They knew when they asked him the first question that they asked him, what is your occupation? And when they got the background of where he was from and the country that he was from and the people in that country, they knew exactly, pinpointed the evil that they were being punished because they believed in a creator. You shall cease from your occupation, and we are to lay aside all manner of gainful employment on the Sabbath day, according to Deuteronomy chapter 20, or the book of Exodus 35. If we work or break the commandment, we are to be put to death. And so it told them a lot about Jonah by finding out what his occupation was, where he came from, and what country and what people he was from. So then, you shall cease from your occupation. What occupation do you have today? Do you keep the Sabbath in line with the fourth commandment? You say, oh, Pastor Buddy, I keep the Sabbath every day, and I worship every day of the week, glory to God, and I just don't keep any certain day. I think what Yahweh said to do. Your commitment to Yahweh, if so be that you've got an occupation, is to work 6 days. That's what they wanted to know. What's your occupation? From whence did you come from? Your country. What's the name of your country? And the people from your country, what are their customs? And Jonah had to confess that he was a Hebrew with an occupation to keep the Sabbath and to cease from his occupation, is what we're gainfully trying to employ here tonight, so that you can understand that the word Shabbat, Hebrews 76, Shabbat, intermission. So every Sabbath you shall have an intermission. You shall cease at this point, which is Strong's number, 7676, and Shabbat in 7673 give us a little more insight, because it's a primitive root to repose, that is, to desist from exertion, and many imply the relationship causatively, figuratively, or specifically to cease, to celebrate, to cause, to fail not to keep a Sabbath by lacking, leaving, or putting away, or to make rest. So the Bible specifically tells the people who say they love Yahweh to cease and desist, if you will, and to quit working with an intermission. In other words, stop, to rest, to put away, to put down, to make, to rest, to rid, or to take away. Take away the labor and stop working. And they found out that Jonah was a devout Sabbath keeper. They looked at the evil that had come upon them since he had been on board, and they noticed that he hadn't ceased. He didn't give himself away. He was hid like, sort of like a stowaway, although he wasn't a stowaway. He probably paid his own way, because Yahweh had provided for him through the command to tell him to go to Nineveh and to preach the Sabbath, if you will, or the commandments or the customs of his people from the region. And we know that to correctly transliterate, it's not correct to transliterate common nouns such as the word Shabbat. It should instead be properly translated as intermission. Now that they find that we have Jonah here failing to keep an intermission, they knew exactly by pinpointing what his profession was, where he was from, and what people he was from, when they found out that he was a Hebrew under the command of Yahweh. They knew exactly that Jonah was breaking the work clause, or no work clause in this case, on the Sabbath. And so they knew that the evil had come upon them as a result of Jonah being on board, because he had failed to keep the Sabbath, or the rest, or the rest that he was supposed to keep. They noticed that he blended in with them and not where he was from or what country or people he was from. See, ladies and gentlemen, you're known by the company you keep. If you keep company with Yahweh, he's asked you to cease or desist, if you will, from laboring on the Sabbath day. Now, the Saturday or Sunday is acceptable to the world. To have a seventh-day intermission as the Sabbath. We go back to look at the code and the keys to the Sabbath. We would go to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 46. And now, notice this. Chapter 46 says, when the gates open, it will only be on the new moon. Now, we have the gate. These are time channels, if you will, these are the mechanism on the key or the clock to indicate that there was a specific time for you to cease from laboring. The new moon. Blow the trumpet in the new moon. Cease from laboring. Numbers chapter 29, verse 1. And if you keep Yahweh's Sabbath, would it achieve salvation? Is it necessary to keep the Sabbath? You ever hear that question? No. Salvation means if you're a Christian, you accept Christ, you go to the altar, you pray, and you make a change. Now, wait a minute, ladies and gentlemen. You can't have it both ways. To achieve salvation, you would certainly want to keep the Ten Commandments. You say, well, that brings up a question. If I am to keep a specific certain day, would it interfere if I set a time or went to this particular church that worships on Saturday and Sunday and keeps Saturday and Sunday, would Yahweh accept that? And the answer would be not necessarily. If the time in question here was that you would keep a Sabbath according to Yahweh's times and laws. Remember now, the gates is going to only be open for you to worship on a new moon or on a Sabbath. Well, let's count a new moon and work 6 days and see what day that we come out on. We're coming out on the eighth day. Well, there's not many eight-day worshipers that observe the Sabbath. If that was the one that Jonah was keeping, it would have pinpointed the very day, and it would have answered the shipmaster's questions as he interrogated Jonah, why has all this evil befallen us since you got on board, man? Look, we've traveled with this other crew, but since you got on board, we've had nothing but trouble. That's like saying, would we be saved if we commit murder once a week? Now, we're commanded to keep the Sabbath every 6 working days. We're supposed to have an intermission, or we're supposed to cease from our labor. The only calendar in the world that would address the time interrogation that they put Jonah through would, to achieve salvation, you would have to keep the Sabbath on the Sabbath day. That would be in relationship to the book of Ezekiel. The formula here, ladies and gentlemen, laid down clearly, without question, you can't be saved by committing murder once a week, let's say. Well, let's say, well, it doesn't matter. I can keep any day that I want to, as long as I keep a day. Now, that's not true. That's just as like saying, well, if I commit a murder once every 2 weeks, I can go to heaven. But if I commit murder once a week, I'll probably be guilty, and my occupation, which is killing, or which is murder, the word is murder, not kill. So if you murdered once a week, every week, 52 weeks to the year, do you think that you would have much of a chance? Do you believe that you could convince anybody that you love Yahweh? The commandment prohibiting murder is one of the same 10 commandments which requires us to keep the Sabbath or the seventh day of the week, meaning that Exodus 20, indicate for salvation, we should love him and keep his commandments. If we say we love him and we won't keep his commandments, what are we? Well, it's like the man that murdered once a week. Well, the Sabbath has to be kept once a week. We are to cease and desist from breaking the work law on the day that Yahweh has made for us to rest on, or for us to have an intermission. Now, we know by looking in the Bible and using strictly the Bible, there's over 80 references that prove 1, 8, 15, 22, and 29 are the accepted times in the Bible, and we can prove the Sabbath fell on one of those days, with the new moon beginning the quest for ceasing to stop or to make our election and calling sure when we quit on the day that we are commanded to, which is the seventh day. We're not to do any servile work, according to Exodus chapter 20, verse 2. Now, how do we get salvation? Well, we've got to repent of our sin. Repent means to quit, to cease or desist. But under the commandment, we're only commanded to cease and desist from breaking the fourth commandment on the seventh day after 6 days of continuous labor. Now, the wages of sin is death, according to the Bible, but the gift of Yahweh is eternal life through our Messiah, according to Romans 6, in chapter 6, verse 23. Now, if we don't buy nor sell, as we're given the examples in the book of Nehemiah, buying and selling was prohibited on Yahweh's Sabbath. Now, what day would that be? Well, let's go to the book of Amos, chapter 8 and verse 5. When the Israelites, who were reflecting and contrasting, if you will, those who were non-Israelites, the non-Israelites was working on the Sabbath day. They were selling on the Sabbath day. They were buying on the Sabbath day. But that was prohibited when the Hebrews, who were given the commandment in the book of Exodus, to cease, to have an intermission. And the Bible says that the people of Israel clave to their brethren, their nobles, and entered into a curse. There it is. That's what the wise shipmaster was examining the stowaway here, in this case, Jonah. They knew that they were under a curse. And once they got his occupation and his customs of the country that he was from, they put it all together and they knew exactly what to do with him to get rid of that curse, was to get rid of Jonah. And Jonah had already figured out a way to commit suicide, if you will, by being thrown overboard. And therefore, the curse ceased right then once he was thrown overboard. And the shipmasters knew that they had done a good deed for those who were not under the covenant. The people of Israel played to their brethren, their nobles, and entered into a curse and into an oath to walk in the Almighty's law, which was given by Moses the servant, to observe and to do all his commandments. You certainly wouldn't want to kill once a week. Would you want to break the Sabbath once a week and still say that you love Yahweh? He that says he loves Yahweh and won't keep his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. So the Sabbath day is very important, and some of the restrictions and the things that's prohibited by Yahweh's keeping of the Sabbath was buying and selling, according to the book of Amos. When we look into the scriptures, we find that Yahweh's identity and the people that were serving him were known as Hebrews who kept the Sabbath according to the Bible, not according to tradition. You say, well, how was Sunday, Pastor Buddy, how did Sunday come in here? Well, in the New Testament, we find that the New Testament said on the first day of the week. Well, we know, according to the Gregorian timepiece that slipped in on us, they shall think to change times and laws, we find that they then begin to keep a traditional form of worship of keeping Sunday as the first day of the week. That would be after the Saturn day, or Saturnalia, as we call it, of those that were keeping the day according to Saturnalia, which is the god of Saturn, the planet system of Saturn. And that goes back into the Babylonian worship of the times of changing Yahweh's customs, as we find out that the people in the book of Nehemiah chapter 10, 29 through 30, that they would leave the seventh year and the debts that were supposed to be forgiven, that the land that would bring forth any food or the things of this nature on the Sabbath day to sell, that they would not buy it on the Sabbath day or on the holy day, and that they would leave the seventh year and the exaction of every debt, that they would keep it faithfully. And in those days, I saw in Judah, now this is where Jonah was from, I saw some treading the wine presses on the Sabbath and bringing in sheaves and ladening their beast of burden with wine, grapes, figs, and all manner of burdens which they brought into Jerusalem to sell in the marketplace on the Sabbath day. And when Jonah, who was running away from this obligation, here Nehemiah testified against them in the day wherein they sold the merchandise on the Sabbath day, and spoke against it and said, you men which have brought fish and all manners of ware and sold on the Sabbath unto the children of Judah who were buying it, and in Jerusalem, then I contended with the nobles of Judah and said unto them, what evil thing is this that you do to profane the Sabbath day? Did not your fathers thus, and did not our Almighty bring all this evil upon us and upon this city? And yet we bring more wrath upon Israel by profaning the Sabbath. That's exactly what happened with the shipmaster who was wise when he singled out the occupation and where Jonah was from, he knew, according to the customs of that country and the manner of the people that lived there, that their custom was, is keeping strictly the Sabbath day and not breaking Yahweh's commandments. You see what I'm talking about? Today it's just as important as it was in the days of Nehemiah, or as it was in the days of Jonah, who was fleeing from the obligation of preaching to the house of Israel, although they were in Nineveh, although they were sold to Nineveh for their transgressions, for breaking the Sabbath or breaking the laws. Why lodge you here, he says, and from the time forth came they no more on the Sabbath, according to Nehemiah chapter 13, verses 15 through 21. Any purchases that we have should be done prior to the Sabbath to give us more time to worship Yahweh and to rest or cease or have an intermission that we would have a time before the Sabbath and to remember it and to keep it holy. Well, just like the man that is going to murder once a week because it doesn't matter what day he picks the murder on. Is there a certain day that you can murder and get away with it? Is there a certain day that you can break the Sabbath and get away with it? You've got to work 6 days to keep the Sabbath. Now, your challenge is, here tonight, is to figure out what day the Sabbath falls on. With 80 references that I could send you, and documented Sabbath instruction that it was a lunar Sabbath governed by Genesis 1:14. An intermission is what it calls for. And that the stars, the sun, and the moon are all indicating and documenting when it's given for us to cease from our labor and to praise Yahweh with no labor, no servile labor, as Jonah was working his way away from Yahweh by lying or hiding or ceasing to tell the people of their sins. And the wise ship's captain, using the method of interrogation, found out that Jonah was a Hebrew from the land of Israel and from the people of the Hebrews, and he knew their customs, and he knew very well that the evil, that the curse had come upon them because of Jonah's disobedience when he broke the fourth commandment. Now, Jonah didn't kill nobody. He was hid. He was very subdued. He was very, very courteous, no doubt. You know, when you're guilty of breaking Yahweh's laws, you seek to hide your sin. And the ship's captain knew that he was a Hebrew, and he should be doing exactly what the Bible says. Are you keeping the Sabbath? Are you making the declaration to notice that the food should be prepared and that you should labor not? You shouldn't do any servile work. Cause your servants to work, or your handymaids, or those of your servants to cause them to break the Sabbath, because they too need an intermission or a rest to come upon them on the day that Yahweh would command. The giving of the day that Yahweh wanted you to prepare for the Sabbath. Now, the day before the Sabbath was a day determined that you should prepare to keep the Sabbath. Now, when the even was come, because it was the preparation, that is, the day before the Sabbath, Mark 15:42. In the evening, the new day dawns and comes on in the evening instead of the 12 to 12 Gregorian time count that we've got into with the solar, and we have erred, and we need to be examined just like the wise ship's captain when the Bible says that he knew exactly, after he found out Jonah's occupation and what country he came from, that they, from the land of Israel, notice it must have been told about, because even on the high seas, he knew that Jonah was bringing the curse upon them. And that's why they threw him overboard. And ladies and gentlemen, let's not be thrown overboard, if you will, or throwing the baby, Jonah, out with the bathwater when we are to keep the Sabbath according to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 46, verses 1 and 2, when we are told to keep the Sabbath and not to overlook the day that was prepared or preparation day to start to get ready to keep the Sabbath. And ladies and gentlemen, do you believe that the United States of America is keeping the proper Sabbath? Something is wrong. If all the Seventh-day Adventists are right by keeping Saturday, then it would be that everybody else on the planet or in this country would be wrong by keeping Sunday. However, if Sunday is right, then Saturday would be wrong. Examine yourself and see if you're in the faith. Examine yourself if you are in the Sabbath day, correct day, as they determined that Jonah, after finding out his occupation, what country he was from, and what the customs of that country was, they knew that they had a sinner on their hand, someone that was breaking the law, someone that failed to have an intermission. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's very important to find the true Sabbath day. Now, by finding the Sabbath day and pinpointing that day, we can find the day that Yahweh has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Now, we know that in the lunar aspect of the 14th day was Passover day allotted, a time allotted before the high Sabbath of the 15th. We know that the 15th was a Sabbath day. Now, it gave you 1, 8, 15, 22, where we're told that we're to keep the Sabbath day. But you're not told from what day you begin your count, like it does in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 46, verse 1, he tells us when to start, after the new moon. Now, if we pinpoint the new moon, and they blow the trumpet, they have people that watch for it religiously, they begin their month with a new moon, and then they went for the duration of these four Sabbaths within that month. And if you do this on the lunar count, it'll be first quarter, full moon, second quarter, and then the third quarter. And so you've got four quarters evenly divided of six, which would make 24. The three Sabbaths and the new moon, which would be 28 days. So you would prepare on the 29th day, the preparation for the Sabbath, which would come in on the 29th day, 1, 8, 15, 22, and 29. And by the way, the only lawful 8-day worship is the people that would subscribe to the keeping of the Sabbath according to the lunar aspect of the calendar. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, that's so strange, that lunar thing is, and it's so confusing. It wasn't to the Israelites, who had the customs of Jonah's people, the Hebrews. They knew when the new moon came. They knew when the new moon ended. And they knew that they were to work 6 days, and that would have been the seventh day ending, and the eighth day, which would be the Sabbath, beginning on the eighth day. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's very easy to determine the times and the seasons according to the Bible, to have a holy convocation. Now, 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest, the holy convocation. You shall do no work therein. It is the Sabbath of Yahweh and all your dwellings. Now again, starting out the month on a new moon, you don't work that day, and then you rest, and then you begin a 6-day working count. They never did work on the new moon, although there were times when they donated this time to Yahweh, like raising up the tabernacle and doing things as connected to Yahweh's cause. They never fail to recognize a new moon. And those that did so, under the penalty of missing the Sabbath, they were treated accordingly, just like Jonah, that failed to realize the time that started Yahweh's Sabbath and the time it was ended in the Bible, with the count of the lunar 1, 8, 15, 22, and 29 without fail of keeping the Sabbath. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's keep Yahweh's laws, and let's keep His Sabbath, and let's be blessed. I know it doesn't mean anything to the people of today. Oh, yeah, you can worship any day. I keep Saturday, Pastor Buddy, or I keep Sunday. Ladies and gentlemen, we are so traditionalized to keep the things of the world. The people of the land shall worship at the door of this gate before Yahweh in the Sabbath and in the new moons. Now listen to that, ladies and gentlemen. In the Sabbath and in the new moons. Well, the new moons come before the Sabbath. You've got to work 6 days to keep the Sabbath. So you would keep new moon, and then you would work 6 days. Well, that brings you to the seventh day of the month. Now, you are to worship Yahweh on the eighth day. The commandment for Yahweh's timepiece has been changed according to the Gregorian, who is brought in Saturday and Sunday, laboring for the cause of man. They've brought confusion. They've brought everything in to produce a cursing instead of a blessing upon the people as they did upon Jonah. May Yahweh richly bless you is my prayer. I'll see you Wednesday night on December the 7th and December the 8th, which is on a Thursday. I'll see you at 8 o'clock. May Yahweh bless you until we see you then. I'll see you next Saturday night around the world on WWCR. May Yahweh bless you.